What happens when gas goes to an average of $7 a gallon and diesel is $8 or $9 a gallon? Because Chris Martinson and other experts and analysts are warning that this could happen by this summer, late June or July, maybe August, depending on the projections, we could see gasoline at $7 a gallon on average, which means in California, it'd be, you know, $10 a gallon or more. And in the lower cost states, it might be, you know, $5 or $6. But that's apparently coming, especially if this war with Iran, which now the U.S. officials aren't sure if it's a war, but if it continues, then it's just going to get worse. And it'll get bad for the United States as well as other countries around the world. The thing is, it's kind of easy to sell the war in the short term, at least for administration officials, to sell it because the American people aren't experiencing the pain, the future pain of the war. They're not experiencing it yet. So it's kind of easy to say, well, you know, gas is relatively affordable right now. The food supply is, you know, looking pretty good right now. Yeah, because we're eating food that was grown largely in 2025. Now, wait till we start to eat the 2026 food and those crops that didn't have enough fertilizer for the spring planting. You know, we'll be eating that later in the year. And then in the fall planting, it could get even worse where there's even less fertilizer available. We'll be eating that in 2027. And it looks like the shortages are going to be rather severe and deadly in some countries, absolutely deadly in many countries. I've named some of them like Sudan and Ethiopia and Bangladesh, also with impacts in India, even Egypt, etc. Many countries. It's going to get bad. Yemen also included in that. But how bad will it get in the United States? Well, here's the thing. The U.S. people have a very low pain threshold. They don't want to pay more for, you know, for gas. They don't want to pay more for food. And Americans are heavy consumers and they're heavily in debt. I don't know if the United States is the most indebted nation in the world, but it's probably close in terms of a per capita basis. I mean, just consumer debt, not even the national debt, which is the worst in the world. But Americans like to live on debt, which means they're living on payments and they're just barely making the payments right now. And if the staples of life go up in cost significantly, such as gasoline or food or insurance rates or what have you, that has a disproportionate impact on American consumers because they are so indebted. They just don't have much of a buffer. It's not like the Japanese people who are known to be savers. Japanese culture encourages saving money, and they do save. And the Japanese people buy Japanese bonds like crazy. They save because they're forward thinking. You know, it's smart to save. It's smart to live underneath your income. But Americans don't do that. Americans live above their income, and then they go deeper and deeper into debt, and then they meet the minimum monthly payments in order to just, you know, somehow finance the debt. If one thing goes higher in price, like gasoline, then a lot of American families and households begin to tumble financially. And that causes them to get into all sorts of trouble where they can't pay rent or they can't pay the mortgage. And then you have cascading failures working their way through the system. In other words, as food and gas prices go up, you're going to see more and more Americans defaulting on car loans, which we've already begun to see that, but then home loans. And then you're going to see more defaults in the mortgage marketplace. And you're going to see defaults in the car lending companies. And again, we've already seen some of that. But in real estate and in homes, home loans, that hasn't gotten bad yet, but it will if this war continues. In other words, there's a ripple effect through the entire system. It's not just about the cost of gas or just about the cost of food or the lack of availability of the food supply in 2027. It's about the ripple effect or the domino effect throughout the economy and how this leads to cascading collapse of financial institutions. And then as those institutions fail, then more people are exposed to those losses. And even though the FDIC offers insurance up to $250,000 per account, there are a lot of people who have deposits in banks that exceed $250K. You know, especially retirees and so on, because $250K isn't what it used to be. It's not enough to buy a house, for example, anymore. It's not enough to live on for the rest of your life. So a lot of retired people have more than $250K, and they could end up losing that if they don't know to spread it around multiple banks and things like that. So this is what's coming. A cascade of bad economic events hitting America. And the thing is, not all of them will happen before the midterms. In fact, relatively few. The real impact is going to be late 2026 and throughout 2027. And even if we recover from this war, that recovery will take many years. It'll take years. I mean, 2028 through 2030. It'll take that long for a lot of the oil infrastructure to be repaired, or for the natural gas infrastructure to be repaired, or for insurance rates to finally come down to make energy shipping as economical as it used to be. This will have an impact through 2030, maybe beyond, depending on how long it lasts. But I'm saying that even right now, if the war ends now, it will be felt through 2030 at some level, with the worst part clearly will be 2027. So prepare in advance. Get yourself diesel fuel if you can safely store it in a UL-approved tank. It's, by the way, it's a double-walled tank with ventilation. It has to have its own natural vents that are spring-loaded vents. I have one, so I'm just describing what I have. And they're not cheap, but you need to store fuel safely if you're going to store fuel. Don't get the fire marshal out to your property like, you put gasoline in buckets? You know, some stupid thing like that. Don't be that guy. Don't create a fuel air explosion in your garage because your gasoline started venting and then there was a spark from your hot water heater or something like that. Don't be that person. So store it safely. Also, get prepared in other ways. Check out our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. For satellite phones, backup communications, and also backup power. They've got solar generators with the solar panels, etc., so that if the power grid goes down, you still have a means of charging devices. You've still got power. You can even power blenders with certain models and things like that, even small refrigerators with some models. So check that out at sat123.com. And then for your food supplies, of course, support us at healthrangerstore.com. For long-term storable, lab-tested, certified organic, ultra-clean food, superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and a lot more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.